Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems Learning Tonight continues with Aldinim, the laws of Rosh Hashanah. And tonight we discuss the custom of reciting Tashlich. We know that the word Tashlich, it comes from the Hebrew that means to cast, referring literally to the Kavana, the intent of casting away our Averas, our sins. And that's done via this very meaningful and very ancient Minhag, this Jewish custom that we have that's common in both Ashkenazic and Sephardic communities. It's usually done on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, but as we have this year, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Tashlich is done on the second day in the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah. It can be done, if it's not done on Rosh Hashanah itself, it can be done throughout the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, and even, according to some, until Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, except, of course, on Shabbos. Now these very special psukim, these verses that are collected, that are found in the Machzorim, is a special tefillah that recited next to a body of water, a sea, a river, a stream, if it's a lake or a pond, preferably one that has fish, even though that being ideal, if such a situation is not possible, so still nonetheless, a body of water without fish is sufficient. And even if there's a situation where there is no real proper body of water, some Rabbanim over the centuries have even, if it's a dried up well or next to a bucket of water, so then that is sufficient for where Tashlich can be done. But here's a very important caveat to this idea. You know, wondering whether or not it's permissible to throw, you know, the castaway of the Averas, the sins. Is it in the proverbial sense? Is it actual? Some people have adopted over the years the idea of throwing crumbs to the fish in a sense of kind of throwing your Averas away in the form of throwing crumbs. So we discuss now whether or not that's permissible. Now, it is documented that there was a very old practice, there was an old minhag of throwing crumbs to the fish during Tashlich. Now apparently, obviously, the purpose was, I just mentioned, to demonstrate that we're throwing away our averas, our sins, to be consumed by the fish. If they're going to eat the, you know, the small crumbs, the small pieces of bread, so in a sense, kaviyoch will be eating the averas. Now, throughout the Doros, throughout the generations, many poskim have strongly condemned and opposed this minhag, this practice. The Maril, for example, wrote that it is usur to bring crumbs to Tashlich, to throw it to the fish, since a person is al pi din never allowed to feed wild fish on Yom Tov. That's a separate sugya, but whether or not and how it's permissible for a person to feed a, you know, an animal, domesticated and undomesticated, that's the distinction. So wild fish on Yom Tov, it's usur. So this is echoed by the Mata Ephraim, others as well. Not only that, but the Shlach Kodesh writes emphatically and dramatically that a person should not think that we're actually throwing our Averas into the sea. People think that they're bringing a bag of their Averas. And he writes that it's a Chil Hashem to tell, you know, the non-Jews who ask what we are doing, that we are discarding our sins. That if somebody were to ask you, if a guy, a non-Jew would ask you, so like, what in the world is going on? That's not what's done. The only way to cleanse ourselves of our Averas, of our sins, is through sincere tshuva, through the process that the Rambam articulates and is very clear for us, the charata, the regret that a person has, the vidoy, the confession that said that by articulating the averas, that eventually the kabbalah la'asid, the vow to make a plan for the future moving forward. When a person is sincere and heartfelt in the tshuva process, that's how a person is able to cleanse oneself from the averas. It's not chalila that a person's throwing some physical object away and therefore now he's going to emerge from tashlich as a new person, free from sin. Certainly the minhag is an old one. It's a minhag that we do and we observe it with great ceremony and great importance, the way we treat and observe the minhagim, but one should be very conscientious and careful to observe this minhag properly. We'll stop here. We'll continue with another Dvar Halacha tomorrow night before Rosh Hashanah again. And from my family to yours, I wish you a beautiful and a wonderful evening.